a city of Lycia.
And there the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing into Italy. And he put us therein. And when we had sailed slowly many days and scarce were come over against Nidus, the wind not suffering us, we had sailed under Crete over against Thalmon. And why's Paul telling us this? They're taking buses, like a bus, but they're on a ship, and they're getting on another ship, and he's getting to Rome, and he's going a long way, and he's getting connecting boats along this path. Verse 8, and hardly passed it came into a place which is called the Fair Havens. Nigh whereunto was the city of Lycia. Now, when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, why? Because the fast was now already past. Paul admonished them. It's about mid-September because the fast is over with here. And it's a bad time to be sailing out on waters because it's hurricane season. And Paul admonished them. Know what Paul's going to say. And said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage. He says, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, watch this, the centurion believed the master and owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. Ain't that the way the people are?
Yeah.
Paul said, hey, we don't need to go. He said, I perceive that this is going to be a bad trip that we're going to take. Now, why would Paul perceive that? I used to think, Brother Glenn, that Paul got a revelation from God. Listen, I got to studying that this week, Brother Garrett. That word perceive means he had already had 3 shipwrecks up to this point, Brother Tyler, in his life. And so he perceived by experience and by age from what roads that he'd already been down on. Listen, if we go down this road, if we take this trip, if we start to sell out there, we're liable to get into a bad, bad wreck. We're liable to get into a bad storm. But listen, the centurion nevertheless took the words of what the more part said. The majority said, no, we're going to be all right. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. There's a lot of things God don't need to give us a divine revelation on. We've already had experience. We've already been down those roads. And when we're telling people, listen, I perceive if you go down that path, and if you keep going on that way, you're going to end up in a bad mess. You're going to end up shipwrecked. But so many times, listen, I'm just like this centurion. I go with what the crowd says. Or I went with what somebody else said. More than what the man of God said. Hey, Paul's trying to help them, Tyler. Paul's trying to keep them out of the mess. But they said, we're going to go anyway. We don't care what you say, Paul. We're going to be all right. We're trained sailors. We're trained on a boat. We know what to do. Well, how many times do they come here? You get up, preach your guts out, brother. You tell them what the book says. They stuff up their nose and go on out the door. And the next thing you hear, they've ended up in a mess in their life. Why? Because they turned away from what the book said. They turned away from what the Word of God said.
Amen.
That ain't even a message tonight.
What's
this? And because the haven was not commodious to enter, the more part advising the part fence, if by any means they might attain the fence and there to winter, which is the haven of Crete, and lie toward the southwest and northwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had attained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. Again, we're going to go. We're going to stay just as close as we can by the shore, just in case we can bail out. But not long after that, watch this, arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclodon. And when the ship was called and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island which is called Claudia, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used help, ungirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into quicksand, stretched sail, and so were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed with tempest, who's we? That's Luke's writing this. The next day they lightened the ship. So they're starting to throw off things. They brought on the ship that they thought they couldn't make it without. Now we're getting rid of it.
Yeah.
And the third day we cast out with our hands the tackling of the ship. And we neither sun nor stars in many days appeared. No small tempest lay on us. All hope. Luke writes this now. Luke says, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Even Luke got so discouraged. Even Luke got so full of despair. He said, I even lost hope. He's writing this under divine inspiration of the Holy Spirit. All hope that we should be saved is then taken away. But after long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me.
Yeah.
I wish you'd have listened to me. You wouldn't have gotten a mess like this in your marriage. I wish you'd have listened to me. You wouldn't have gotten a mess like this with your life. Now, I wish you'd have listened to me when I was preaching the book, and you wouldn't end up in the shape that you was in right now. But you're already in that shape, aren't you? I wish you'd have listened to me and kept your children in church. And now they can't be on there and do with nothing in the world except me. I wish you'd have listened to the man of God when he said, listen, you need to be faithful and committed to the house of God. Listen, why? Because it'll help you in your life. I wish you'd have listened to me when I said we ought to get together and pray. We ought to call out God. I wish you'd listen to me. Now you're in a mess out here. And now your life is tore up. And you don't even know where to get. It's so dark. And you've lost all hope. And Paul said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. He said, and now I exhort you, be of good cheer. Watch this. For there shall not be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. He said, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve. Saying, here's what he said, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. Lo, God hath given thee all them that sell with thee. Wherefore, sirs, he says, be of good cheer, for I believe God.
Amen.
That it shall be even as it was told me. He said, look here, I believe God.
Amen.
And just like God said it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Amen.
Now listen, I began to look at my life in the last 2 to 3 years. I went through different storms. And I'm going to tell you something. Some of you sitting here, you went through some storms.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something right now, you're going to go through some storms.
Yeah.
Now watch this. In the Bible, there's all kinds of storms, and I preached on all kinds of storms, ain't it? Listen, a storm comes in life. So I believe it's Adrian Rogers that said, either you're in a storm, you're coming out of a storm, you get ready to go in a storm, and that's so true in life.
Amen.
You're going to go through stressful times. You're not going to scare everything. You're not going to be peaches and cream all your life. You're going to go through problems. You're going to have storms. You're going to have things that's going to come up. Things that's going to happen to you in life. Listen, it's just going to happen. Jesus put the disciples on a boat one time. And they went right out in the middle of a storm. He said they'll get in that storm. Listen, they didn't bring that storm on themselves. They weren't like these guys. But Jesus sent them out of the storm. And sometimes, listen, the Lord is going to put us through a storm to get some things out of us, ain't it? Hey, listen, it's not the storm. Listen, that changes us. It's the storm that brings out what's already in us. You know where the church is declining at? The church is declining in America. The church is declining in Canada. And the church is declining in Europe. Where there's no problems. Where there's no pressure. And there's no persecution. The church is declining at a rapid, rapid rate. You know where the church is growing at? It's growing fast in China. It's growing fast in North Korea and fast in South Korea. Why? Because there's pressure there. There's persecution there. And the early church always flourished when there was persecution, when there was problems. We had the pandemic come on us. But ain't nobody ever been through nothing like that in our lifetime. That just pressed it out, didn't it? That pressed out those. Listen, there was a little pressure there. There was just a little bit of persecution there. And that pressed some of them out. And some hung around, didn't it? After that. It shows us something, don't it, about this book right here. But Jesus put some of them in a storm. Jonah brought a storm on himself because he didn't do what God had told him to do. And listen, you and I can bring storms upon ourselves. It never works out, Jamie, when we disobey this book right here, Zach. It'll never work out for you if you go get this book. And listen to me. It never works out, young people and old people alike, when you and I go against this book. I don't care who it is. When you go against what God says, it's never going to work out in your life. And you're going to bring storms and troubles into your life. And listen, there are some storms that come in your life, like Paul and his men right here. Listen, hey, they didn't help it. Somebody else put them in a storm. But what he's saying with that preacher? Listen, when a man or woman splits up, them children got to go through a storm. They didn't ask for that. They don't deserve that. But because of the actions of somebody else, little children got to sail into a storm. And little issues happen, don't they? Because of that. Because of somebody else. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying this. That you and I are going to go through storms. You and I are going to go through stress. You and I are going to go through problems. On Thanksgiving Day, bro, we just buried your mommy right over here in Wheelwright. And listen, it might be mine tomorrow. I don't know. It might be you, listen. But you and I are going to go through things. And listen, when we go through these things, how do we get through them? This is the worst storm that Paul ever went through right here. And it was his fourth one, Brother Ricky. But it topped them all, brother. And he went 14 days right here. Neither the sun shone nor the moon, brother. And listen, could you imagine? And they was turned around. They didn't know where they was at. Could you imagine the chatter on that boat? But the Bible said after much accidents, Paul stood up and said, "Be of good cheer." What was he doing, Brother Kevin? I believe he was communing with the Savior. I believe he wasn't caught up in the storm. I believe he was communing with Jesus Christ. You know what a lot of people do when they go through a little storm or they go through a little stress? They get caught up in it. They like that old wind that pulls them up and it flies them up to Oz like the Dorothy on the Wizard of Oz. I don't know what happens to them, but they get so caught up. I'm talking about Christian people. They get so caught up in their problems. They get so caught up in a situation, brother, instead of communing with the Savior, brother, and you're going to get no help or no peace when you get caught up in stuff.
Amen.
Are you listening
Amen.
To me?
Amen.
You're going to go through these things.
Yep.
You say it's pretty good for me right now. You better get the record of this.
That's right.
Because you're going to go through things.
That's right.
This is things power that's helped me.
Yep.
I see people, Brother Glenn, they never get past the storm in their life. They get caught up in it and they're there forever. You talk to them 5 years down the road, they're still in the storm. You talk to them 10 years, all they want to talk about is the storm. All they want to talk about is what they got caught up in the storm and how that storm affected them. And they just can't move on past the storm. Are you listening to the preacher tonight, anybody? And it's there's people that's like that. But God didn't make us for that right there. God didn't make us get caught up in these things and spin around and spin cycle like a washing machine. And He didn't make us for that. A problem, the pain, and pressures are going to come on us. But He's getting something out of us. He's using us. And Paul's an example here. He went through something, brother. But he got with God. And I believe he got with Him in prayer.
Amen.
Now listen to me. You're wasting your time if you ain't praying, going through something, and I think you're going to pray to God. Are you listening to me tonight? If you ain't been praying before the cancer diagnosis, might be too late. Start praying once you get the cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
Better be praying now.
That's right.
You better be every day praying to God to help you.
Right.
You say, "Well, I don't get nothing out of it." You better be doing it, because I'm going to tell you something right now. You're going to get a phone call. You're going to get a diagnosis. You're going to have situations come up your life. And if you ain't been praying to God, if you ain't already been communing with God and got that established with God, brother, it's going to be hard to start. And listen, we got people in this church right here. I told Tyler today, I've read seeing some of them. They're hyper-spiritual prayer warriors. I ain't seen them in 3 months in a church, but you see them out somewhere. They ain't praying no God.
No.
They ain't walking. Well, I don't care what they say. Brother, let me tell you something. You better have a prayer life and get what God wants. The storm comes. Because the storm's coming in your life. And they get sucked up in it and never get out of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, listen to me.
Amen.
It's coming in your life.
Amen.
I've got a mother-in-law. We've had to move in with us. I got a daddy. He's been sick. Been having to run around with him. I had a daughter. I was in the hospital. Had 2 surgeries last year. Amen. Had a grandfather shot. Killed himself. Had that funeral. Take care of all that. And after that, carry the burden of the church. Amen. Pray for you. Amen. Got a job that'll work. Try to take care of that. Amen. I tell you, I just ain't got a lot of patience. I just ain't got a lot of pride. I got a lot of sympathy. Listen, for whiny Christians, amen. God, listen to me. God don't want us to be that way, darn. God just don't want to be a whiny Christian. He wants us to be like this man of God right here and not get caught up in that stuff. But commune with God. Say, God, hey, listen to me. I thank you, God, for putting Aristarchus here and Luke here. I'm feeding off them brothers. I feed off you. You feed off me, brother. And we can commune with God and keep with the Savior. And whatever the case, whatever storm Ricky comes in our lives, our first response will be to take long abstinence like Paul did and get with God and say, God, help me through this. Amen.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Amen.
But how you going to do it if you ain't been doing it already?
That's right.
Huh? That's right. Hey, listen, I don't work out. You can tell. I don't even write. You can tell. If they was to say, Kevin, watch our age. I threw two double headers one time in college. Two double headers. Garrett, if they told me to go out right now and throw one, I could throw one in the queue right there. Why? Because I ain't out of shape. I ain't worked out my salvation. Hey, man, that don't mean work for your salvation. That means work out what you already got. I ain't worked it out. I ain't built it up, brother. How you going to start praying? How you going when the storm comes? Are you going to be able to take time to get along with God? Listen to me. You call on me all you want. Call on your brother and sister. And we'll pray for you, brother. But you got to be able to pray for yourself. You got to be able to get along with God and say, God, I need your help. They asked old Charles Spurgeon one time. They said, Mr. Spurgeon, how many hours a day do you pray? How long do you pray? He said, well, I rarely pray longer than 5 minutes. He said, but I rarely go 5 minutes either day without praying. Are you listening? A constant communion, a constant fellowship with God Almighty. And Paul here took long absence. He wasn't caught up in the chatter. He wasn't caught up in the Facebook. He wasn't caught up in the storm. He wasn't caught up in the Twitter. He wasn't caught up in the TikTok. He wasn't caught up on everybody else had to say. And it's to me. Because he's this point right here.
Amen.
It don't matter what everybody else got to say. He got along with God. He fasted and prayed. And the Bible said that the angel of the Lord was right by him.
Amen.
The presence of Almighty God was right there with him. Where he could stand up in the midst of that storm and speak to them boys that's sitting there.
Amen.
Listen to me.
Amen.
You're going to go through these things.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pray? I mean, really pray. Amen? Really get with God. Can you pray? And look what he done right here, Brother Ernest. He said, be a good cheer.
Yeah.
I believe he had a smile on his face.
I believe God.
I believe 272 of us looking at him like, hey. I believe he had a smile on his face.
Yeah.
Tyler, he stood up. He was calm. He wasn't pulling his hair out. What am I going to do? No. No, he's calm. Amen. He was confident, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He stood up with some calmness about him. Amen. God's people does that. Don't
Amen.
Get you saved and living right. When you go through these storms, the initial shock of it, I believe Paul was like Luke and our Aristarchus. Until I believe he got that prayer place with God. And God just settled them old nerves down in him. And God just sealed it up in his heart where he could pray. Hey, he didn't have it in his hand, Ricky, but he had it in his heart of what God was going to do. Do you get on this altar and pray somewhere until God puts it in the hand for you? Or God gives you that assurance in your heart that he's going to give it to you? If you know what I'm talking about, you say amen right there. If you don't, listen, then you just need to go and get along with God and say, hey, God, listen, I ain't got it in my hand, but I want you to seal it up my heart that I'm going to be all right. Honey, he'll do it for you. I'm telling you, he'll do that in your heart that you're going to get through whatever storm may fly in your life. This man got along, brother, and prayed to God, and he got up with such a positive outlook and said, boys, be a good cheer. I believe God.
Amen.
We've got a lot of Eeyore Christians right now.
Yeah.
Eeyore. Oh, bother.
Yeah.
Pray. Ooh, do, 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 do.
That's so true.
True, man.
That's right.
Amen. Sit over on it and sit over it. And you know what Eeyore's favorite food was? And Winnie the Pooh? This. He loved eating this. There's a lot of thistle-eating Eeyore Christians out here.
That's good.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
That's true.
No victory with God. no positive outlook on nothing.
That's true.
Hey, but the Bible said a merry heart does good like a medicine.
Amen.
Hey, let's put poor mouth in God, brother. Hey, let's get happy on God. We serve a God in heaven, brother. He rolled back the Red Sea, Brother Tyler. He held up the sun one time. I believe he can help us with whatever issue or problem that we have in our lives.
Amen.
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 Proverbs 15:15 says like this. Tyler says, all the days of the afflicted are evil. But he that is of merry heart hath a continual peace.
Right.
What that means right there, all the days of the afflicted are evil. You know what that means? That means, listen to me, somebody that weren't evil right there, afflicted means somebody with an old just down mood all the time.
Yeah.
That means everything they see is bad. Everything they have is pessimistic. Everything they have, brother. He said that them that are merry heart have continual peace. Hey, listen to me. Oh, listen to me. If you get with God, He'll cheer it up in your heart. I don't care what a storm you may be in. Hey, listen to me. Have a positive outlook. Say, God, touch my heart and help me today. How to get through this, amen.
Amen.
And He will. You look. Paul said, be a good cheer. He stood up with such peace. You ever see Christian families? I'm taking ours, for example. The storms we've been in. Just tell me, we'll have more peace and deal with more than it seems like anybody else around us in our families. And they're full of peace.
Yeah.
They can't handle nothing. Can't do nothing. Amen. They tore up, stressed out. You know, why, preacher? Why? Listen, they didn't got that peace
That
only God can give. And I can't help you understand it because God says it passeth all understanding.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
It passeth all understanding. That peace of God that God gives you. That's what Paul has right here.
Amen.
Amen. He's going through a bad storm. You're going to go through a bad storm. Are you going to blow out and quit on God, get caught up in some law, preacher? You don't understand. You don't know my situation. You don't know my sorrow. You don't know what I'm going through, preacher. All this, I'm not sure I long. And I'm not minimizing it very bit either. But I'll tell you this right now. We got a God in heaven. I don't care what storm it is. Don't get caught up in the storm. And stay on the spin cycle all your life. Hey, God, listen to me. Let God do something in your life. Let God get you something up in 2022. Hey, listen to me. Some of you have been in spin cycle. All of 2021, all of 2020, and all of 2019, you just caught up in the storm. Hey, listen to me. Let God get you out of that and give you some peace and give you some victory in your life and give you that calmness in your heart and that confidence. Hey, Paul stood up, brother. Tyler, he's the prisoner, and now he's in charge. I tell them what they're going to do.
Amen.
I mean, God's people does that, don't they?
Yeah, amen.
Right. God's people does that. He ain't going to sit back there, Brother Glenn, let a bunch of worldly sinners go off the boat and kill them all. Listen to me. God said, hey, you need to stand up. Hey, you need the one to take charge. And God's people has got to take charge in these days and let the world see that there's something different about us. And we can go through cancers. And we can go through issues in life and have that peace and have that calmness and have that prayer walk with God and not get caught up in the storm. But commune with the Savior.
Amen.
And God will be right there with us.
Amen.
What he said about you. He said, sirs, here's why I believe this. I'm not believing this because I'm a prognosticator and I'm looking at the skies. He said that, Glenn. Because there wasn't no break in those skies. He said, I'm telling y'all this because the wind has quit blowing so hard.
Right.
He said, I ain't going to tell you. He said, the only thing I can tell y'all this is I've been with God. And I've got God with me here. And God's given me the liberty to speak to you all. Y'all listening to me now. You're in a mess. Isn't that something how people are? They got to get in a mess a lot of times when they even listen to you.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, you got to be at the jail. You got to be on drugs. You got to be all messed up in your life before you listen to what the preacher says. Listen, it'd be a whole lot better to listen to them beforehand.
Right.
And not get to that shape in your life, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And listen to me, but ain't that way people are? They got to get all messed up before they'll perk up and listen to what somebody's got to say then. And God had to get them to a place there where they got all messed up, their boats all torn to pieces. But they'll sit up and listen to what the man of God's got to say. He said, look here, I'm going to tell you all this. He said, not because the wind's kind of backed off of me a little bit, or not because I got a good report to the doctor, or not because I feel good. I'm going to say this. Watchman Nee said, this is so, so crucial. Watchman Nee said, do you serve God? When everything's going right and you feel good. And when you don't feel so good and you ain't doing so right, but you still serve God. Amen. You still love God with that same fervor. Brother, he said it, because if you don't, then you are your own idol.
That's right.
Yeah. Think on that for a minute. You're your own idol. You know anybody like that? You don't sing for God? I don't feel good today. You want to come pray? I can't. My TV's out. God help us. God help us. Oh, preacher, I got my feelings hurt 10 years. God help us. God ain't going to bless nothing like that. Holy Ghost ain't going to be around nothing like that. Are you listening to me tonight, people? I got to get plain and blunt. People don't listen to nothing. You don't anymore. Amen? I'm talking about, listen to me. He got honest and open with God and these people right here. He said, listen, he said, I don't have no tales to tell. He said, the wind don't look no better. It don't look like the forecast don't look no better. All I know is I've been with God and I've been talking to God. And I got this peace in my heart. God settled this in my heart. And all I got is the promise of God. That's all I've got to tell you all this. Be of good cheer, because I've been talking to God. And God has settled this down in my heart. And listen, I'm going to take this to the bank. And ain't none of y'all going to get hurt. It ain't because I'm some kind of a sorcerer or nothing else. Because they're going to think he's a god in Acts 28. He said, they don't worship me. He said, worship God. All Paul had, Glenn, to get through this storm was the promises of God. And the only thing you're going to have to get through this life and to get through whatever storm comes in your life is the promises of God.
Amen.
You say, well, I'm battling sickness. Well, let me tell you what the Bible says about that, Brother Gary. It's in Psalm 41:3, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. That will make his bed in his sickness. Did you hear that? He said, God's going to make his bed in his sickness. He didn't say God's going to heal him of his sickness. He said, God's going to make his bed in his sick. You know what that means? That means God's going to set everything right even when a fellow's sick. That God's going to do him right when everything's sick. Some of you may battle sickness. I've been with people battling sicknesses. God's going to make it all right. God's going to put things in order and do it right. I've got that promise of God. Listen to me. Some of them, listen, they got so much doom and gloom and despair. But Psalm 35 is a promise. It says, for anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but what? Joy cometh in the morning. Listen to me. The sun may be down for 14 days. But boys, listen to me. The sun's going to come up again. You may be down and out right now. You may think, I ain't no way I'm ever going to get through this situation. But I'm telling you, on the authority of God's Word. Now, do we believe God or not? We say we do, don't we? We raise our hands that we do. But when the Bible's preached, do we really believe what God says? Or am I just up here exercising my lungs before you go get in your car and go up the road and wring your hands and walk around all night and say, I can't get enough from God, brother. He's given us a book full of his word.
Amen.
He said the sun's going to shine again. You might cry a little while. He said the joy's going to come in the morning.
Amen.
You're going to get through this. He had the promises of God. I mean, what do you people hang on when you go through something bad? I think this is what I do, right? This is what I do. I don't go to no Facebook. I don't care what nobody says. I mean, somebody wants to say, I'm praying for you. Man, thank you. Pray for me. I want to know what God says.
Amen. That's what,
man. I don't care what nobody on Facebook says. I want to know what God says.
Amen.
I don't care what somebody else's situation is. I want to know what God says, my brother Grant. I want a promise from God. It says, God, you've got them through this. You've got that brother through that. You've got that sister through that. You've got Abraham through that. You've got Isaac through that. You've got David through that, God. And God, you're no respect of persons. And God, I'm going through a storm. I'm going through a trouble. I'm going through a problem. I'm going through pressure. And God, you'll do it for them. You'll do it for me. And I get a hold of that.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, listen to me tonight. He said, boys, I believe God. Romans 8:28, y'all know that verse. And we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God. To them that are called according to his purpose. See, he's going to get to Rome. God ain't so much concerned about him getting to Rome as how he gets to Rome. God's going to do. Listen to me. It's not where you're going, it's how God's going to get you there. We don't know. Are you listening to me? Ricky, I don't know what you're going to have to go through this year coming up. I don't know what I'm going to have to go through this year. God, I don't know what you're going to face tomorrow. I don't know what your family's going to face, what you're going to face from one day to the next. I don't know what I'm going to be facing by midnight tonight, but I know this. I know I serve a God in heaven. Listen to me. And if I go to Him in prayer, with whatever problem I have in my life, and I go to Him, He'll give me that peace, a deep settled in my heart, where I can stand up like Paul did, on the promise of God's Word, and say, be of good cheer. It's going to be all right. We're going to get through this thing, because I believe God.
Amen. Amen.
You're praying, you think God ain't nowhere around?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Come on now. You're praying, you feel like God ain't listening to you? You're praying, you feel like God ain't doing nothing? Bible says in Hebrews 13, says, for He says, I will never leave thee. I ain't going to forsake thee. That's the promise of God, please, God. That's the promise of God for you and me. He said, so that we boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me tonight? You pray, we pray, we say, God says, I ain't going to leave. I ain't going to forsake you. I know what you're going through. Amen. I know what you're going through, Paul, but I'm with you right here. He's got a place for him to prayer in Acts chapter 28. He's going to a place called Martha. He's got a safety place for him there. Everybody heard that story I've told it before here about Robert Bruce, the King of Scotland, running for his life in the 1600s. He finds a little cave to get into. He got nowhere to run to, and he goes into a little cave, and he sits down, and that little spider, Brother Glenn, weaves a web over the mouth of that cave. Y'all remember me tell that story before? True story. The spider weaves a web on the mouth of that cave. Well, here comes the soldiers in there that's looking to kill him. They get ready to go in that cave. One soldier said, don't need no need to go in that cave. He went in that cave because there's no way with it. If he went in that cave, he'd knock out all those spider webs right there. No kill Robert Bruce heard them tell that story, and he thanked God. Listen, he thanked God that God provided deliverance from him in the bowels of a tiny spider.
Yeah.
God defeated an army from killing a king in the bowels of a little tiny spider. But they made deliverance right there for him in the bowels of a little old tiny spider. And if God can do that, listen to me, God can do anything. Listen to me, promises. He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of A-double-L. Amen.
Amen.
God's got a place for us.
Amen.
Get to. Now, you're going to go through these things. This is my heart tonight. This is what I go through. And I watch people, we've gone on 9 years of the church here. I watch people go through things here, and some of them hang right in there. But I'm going to say this sadly. So many of them get caught up in the storm.
Yep.
Hey, man.
Man.
Divorces are going to happen. People's going to do you wrong is going to happen. Bad diagnosis is going to happen. Trouble's going to come in your family. It's going to happen. Sickness is going to fall you. It's going to happen. Storms are going to come and they're going to be on you. They're going to happen. Why is the first thing that people forsake the church house? Why is that? Why is that the first place that gets stuck? Why is that the first place that gets ditched? Why is that the first place that gets etched? Is what God's got to say. Why is that? Why is that? Because the devil don't want nobody under praying. And the devil don't want nobody under preaching, amen.
Right.
He wants to keep them out there caught up in the storm.
Yeah.
Caught up in spin cycle. Caught up and I can't get through this. I can't get through that. Listen to me. By the help of Almighty God,
amen.
We can get through a storm.
Amen.
I don't know what 2022 is going to bring at us. I don't know. I had no idea 2020 is going to bring what it does for us. In 2021, that's a whole lot better. I don't know what y'all going to go through. I don't know what I may go through. But I know this. This right here tells us how we get through these things.
Right.
And have a positive attitude about it. Amen.
Yeah.
And have a good spirit about it. Amen. Paul was hurt, scared just like the rest of them, but he got a promise. He got a word from God. Let's